Sky2O, Water from the Air, visits the RGV. The visit comes as South Texas continues to face water supply challenges linked to prolonged drought and reduced flows in the Rio Grande. These conditions have affected agriculture and regional economic activity. Water availability is also tied to the 1944 Water Treaty, which governs water sharing between the United States and Mexico. Texas officials have raised concerns about Mexico's delivery obligations under the agreement. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz has called for enforcement of the treaty and has requested that it be included in the upcoming renegotiation of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade framework. The regional water shortage has had economic consequences, including the closure of a sugar mill in Santa Rosa, resulting in job losses and financial impacts in the Rio Grande Valley. Other long-term solutions are also under consideration. A desalination project involving an Israeli company has been announced for South Texas, with a projected timeline of 2030 to 2031 and an estimated $1 billion investment. Sky2O's visit adds another potential option to the list under review. Unlike desalination, which treats seawater, atmospheric water generation systems produce water directly from atmospheric humidity. The company is currently engaging with local leaders and organizations to determine whether its technology could be implemented in the region.